Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Sophia, and I will be reading for you. Today is Thursday, the 5th of November, which is the 18th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Vayera, and today's aliyah from the Torah is Genesis 21:5 through 21. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Abraham was 100 years old when Yitzhak his son was born to him. So Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. She also said, who would have said to Abraham, Sarah has nursed children, for I have given birth to a son in his old age. The child grew and was weaned. Abraham made a big feast on the day Yitzhak was weaned, but Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, making fun. So she said to Abraham, drive out this female slave and her son, for the son of this female slave will not be an heir with my son, with Yitzhak. Now the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's eyes, on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, do not be displeased about the boy and your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for through Yitzhak shall your seed be called. Yet I will also make the son of the slave woman into a nation, because he is your seed. So Abraham got up early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder and the child and sent her away. She went and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water from the skin was finished, she abandoned the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat herself down opposite, about a bow shot away, for she had said, I can't bear to see the child dying. So she sat down opposite and lifted up her voice and wept. Then God heard the boy's voice, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. And he said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, because God has heard the boy's voice where he is. Get up, lift the boy up, and hold on to him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the water skin, and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew. He dwelled in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelled in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. That was Genesis 21:5-21. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Judges chapter 5. Then Dvorah and Barak, son of Avinoam, sang on that day, saying, when leaders take the lead in Israel, when people freely offer themselves, bless the Lord. Listen, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you came out from Seir, when you marched from Edom's field, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, this Sinai at the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Yael, the highways were deserted. Travelers walked by crooked paths. Villages were deserted in Israel, deserted until I, Dvorah, arose, a mother in Israel arose. They chose new gods, then war was in the gates. No shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel's rulers, who offer themselves freely among the people. Bless the Lord. Riders on white donkeys, sitting on saddle blankets, traveling on the road, sing, louder than the sound of archers at the watering places. There let them rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous deeds for his villages in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Dvorah, awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, lead away your captives, O son of Avinoam. Then a remnant of nobles came down. The Lord's people came down to me with the mighty ones. Those with root in Amalek are from Ephraim, following you. Benjamin with your peoples. From Machir came down rulers, and from Zvolun wielding the marshal's staff. Issachar's chiefs were with Dvorah, Issachar was with Barak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the divisions of Reuven there were great resolves of heart. Why did you stay in the sheepfolds to hear the piping for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuven there was much searching of heart. Gilad stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he stay by the ships? Asher sat by the seacoast, dwelling by its docks. Zvolun is a people who jeopardized their lives to death, and Naphtali also. On the heights of the battlefield, the kings came, they fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo, but they took no spoil of silver. From heaven the stars fought. In their courses they fought Sisera. The Kishon torrent swept them away, that ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. O my soul, march on with strength. Then the horse's hoofs beat from the dashing of his mighty steeds. Curse, Meroz, said the angel of the Lord, utterly curse its inhabitants, for they came not to the aid of the Lord, to the aid of the Lord among the mighty. Blessed above women is Yael, the wife of Hever the Kenite. Above women in the tent is she blessed. Water, he asked, milk she gave him. In a lordly bowl she brought him butter. Her hand reached for the tent pin, her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she struck Sisera. She smashed his head. Yes, she crushed and pierced his temple. At her feet he collapsed. He fell. He lay. Between her feet he bowed. He fell. Where he bowed, there he fell dead. Through the window, Sisera's mother looked out, through the lattice, and lamented shrilly. Why does his chariot delay in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariot tarry? The wisest of her princesses answer her. Yes, she repeats the words to herself. Are they not finding, dividing the spoil? A maiden, maidens for every warrior, to Sisera a spoil of dyed garments, a spoil of dyed garments of embroidery, double-dyed garments of embroidery for the necks of every spoiler. So let all your enemies perish, Lord, but may those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might. Then the land had peace for 40 years. That was Judges chapter 5. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is Psalm 31. For the music director, a psalm of David. In you, Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Turn your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be a rock of refuge for me, a stronghold for my deliverance. Since you are my rock and my fortress, you lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Free me from the net they hid for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, Lord, God of truth. I detest those who continue to watch worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness, for you saw my affliction. You knew the troubles of my soul. You did not hand me over to the enemy. You set my feet in a wide open place. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes waste away with grief. My soul and my body as well. For my life is consumed in sorrow, and my years in sighing. My strength fails because of my anguish, and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I am the contempt of my neighbors, and a dread to my acquaintances. Seeing me on the street, they flee from me. I am as forgotten as a dead man. I have become like a broken vessel. For I have heard the whispering of many. There is terror on every side, as they conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I have trusted in you, Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my foes and from those who pursue me. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Lord, let me not be ashamed, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed, let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, for they speak arrogantly against the righteous, with pride and contempt. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have given to those who take refuge in you. Before the children of men, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from people's plots. You conceal them in a sukkah, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his wonderful love in a besieged city. I said in my alarm, I have been cut off from your sight. But you heard the sound of my pleas when I cried out to you. Love the Lord, all his kedoshim. The Lord preserves all the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Chazak, let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. That was Psalm 31. Our next and last portion for today is Matthew chapter 22. Yeshua answered and spoke to them again in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who made a wedding feast for his son. He sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they wouldn't come. Again he sent out other servants, saying, Tell those who were invited, Look, I've prepared my meal. My oxen and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But paying no attention, they went away, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest grabbed his servants, humiliated them, and killed them. Now the king became furious. Sending his troops, he destroyed those murderers and set fire to their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. So go into the highways and byways and invite everyone you find to the wedding feast. And those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look over the guests, he saw a man there who was dressed in wedding clothes. Friend, he said to him, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? But the man was silent. Then the king said to his servants, Tie him up, hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might trap him with the word. And they sent to him some of their disciples, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are honest and teach the way of God in truth. And what others think doesn't concern you, for you do not look at men's appearance. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it permitted to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Yeshua, knowing their wickedness, said, Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, Whose image is this? And whose inscription? Caesar's, they said to him. Then he said to them, Give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And hearing this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. On that day, Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Yeshua and questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moshe said, if someone dies having no children, his brother as next of kin shall marry his widow and father children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. In the same way also the second and the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died. So in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they had all married her. But answering, Yeshua said to them, You've gone astray, because you don't understand the scriptures or the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. But the Pharisees, when they heard that Yeshua had silenced the Sadducees, gathered together in one place, and testing him, one of them, a lawyer, asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The entire Torah and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Yeshua asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?" "David's," they said to him. "Then how is it," he says to them, "that David by the Ruach calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" No one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to question him any longer. That was Matthew chapter 22, which concludes the reading for today. However, if you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read Romans chapter 2. Thank you for listening, and I hope and pray that you have a blessed day. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.